call the October 6th Plan Commission meeting order. Mr. Fuchs, please call the roll.
Mayor Olson?
Here.
Commissioner Hogan?
She's excused.
Commissioner Leon?
Here.
Commissioner Haley?
Here.
Commissioner Morrow?
Here.
Alderman Dandrea?
Here.
Commissioner Fowler?
Here.
We have a quorum. Please rise and join in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item B, approval of the minutes of the regular meeting of September 22nd. Any additions or corrections?
Move approval.
Second.
Thank you. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. Move on to C1, a public hearing. The public hearing is on rezoning of lands within the South 27th Street corridor area. We've been talking about for years, essentially south of Oakwood Road and west of 27th Street. Mr. Deedle.
Thank you.
There's actually two items tonight on that. The hearing is on the rezoning, and we have a comprehensive master plan amendment. So, Mr. Deedle.
Correct. And then there is a public hearing on the comprehensive master plan at the next common council meeting, probably October 18th.
And they get the pleasure of hearing about the budget as well.
Yes. On the screen shows the general area where this is proposed. This proposed rezoning is all the land south of Oakwood Road, west of 27th Street, all the way to the Milwaukee County Parkway lands, the River Parkway lands. It's approximately 500 acres in size. What we're proposing to do is change the zoning that area has right now, which is B7, mixed-use office, and two parcels on the south end by South County Line Road are zoned RC1, conservation subdivision residential development. Change those zonings to a new proposed PDD, or Planned Development District, which is proposed to be a mixed-use business park. That is based very much so on the existing business park between Oakwood and Ryan Road, just a little bit north and west of this area. Similarly, this new proposed business park would have an area that's identified for more commercial uses and less light industrial uses, and then a larger area would be primarily for light industrial uses. In addition, office is a permitted use in both of those portions. So the one portion, what we're temporarily calling the gateway area, would be those parcels and that land adjacent to 27th Street, approximately 1,000 feet to the west. The actual boundary of that distance would depend on the future decisions of the Common Council in regards to land divisions and development approvals, but approximately 1,000 feet. Everything further west than that would be the more traditional business park. And when we say business park, again, similar to the existing business park that we have, it's going to be primarily office, light industrial, and a good component of mixed uses. For instance, we're identifying a brand new land use category that would be a permitted use in both portions of this business park, corporate headquarters. So the definition is envisioned to be a corporate headquarters, a company that has a national or international presence that would be cited for their executives, offices for their executives, workspace for their employees, but it would also include in that same building or complex of buildings whatever they build, whatever they manufacture, and as associated warehouse distribution and storage. All those uses combined would be called corporate headquarters and would be a permitted use in either portion, the gateway area on 27th Street or in the rest of the business park. A couple other big differences I'll just briefly touch on now, and we can go into more detail later. The prohibited uses in this business park are similar to the existing business park. No truck terminals, no junkyards, no heavy manufacturing. Those are the same prohibited uses that the existing business park has, and it's envisioned to be the same prohibited uses here. A difference, though, would be the existing business park does allow, as a permitted use, warehouse distribution and storage. This proposed business park is proposed to have those as special uses rather than permitted. So again, this is a proposed rezoning. We would be also removing the 27th Street design standards, but incorporating them to a much lesser extent because this business park would have its own design standards. But we would be incorporating some of those standards as guidelines. So essentially, the design standards for this business park would be everything that we currently have in the UDO. So in regards to parking, landscaping, lighting, all those standards in the UDO would apply here. They do not apply in the business park, by the way. The existing business park has very short, very simple descriptions of those design standards and leaves it all up to the CDA to decide. And then there are some design guidelines that the Business Park Association has. But contrary to this, we're having this incorporate from the start the same standards that we have in the UDO for the rest of the city. So again, that's the rezoning to rezone from B7 and RC1 to PDD. It would be PDD 39, mixed-use business park. Remove the overlay design standards and a comprehensive master plan to change the future land use of this area from mixed-use office to mixed-use business park.
So the nutshell is, this area here, this area here, are higher standards than this area. But this area's standards are somewhat
very
higher.
Very
similar, but somewhat higher than the business park.
Yes.
Okay. This is a public hearing. Mr. Fuchs, you have a hearing notice to read, please.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 6, 2016 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter the matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132, to hear public comment regarding application by the City of Franklin for approval of an ordinance to amend the Unified Development Ordinance zoning map to rezone certain parts of land within the South 27th Street corridor area lying south of Oakwood Road from B7 South 27th Street Mixed-Use Office District, RC1 Conservation Residence District, South 27th Street Design Overlay District, C1 Conservancy District, FC Floodplain Conservancy District, and FW Floodway District to Plan Development District Number 39, Mixed Use Business Park, FC Floodplain Conservancy District, and FW Floodway District, and to remove the South 27th Street Design Overlay District and C1 Conservancy District.
Here's we have a properly noticed public hearing. I'll open that public hearing. Anyone wishing to speak on the matter? Anyone wishing to speak on this rezoning? Mr. Ewig.
Yes, sir.
Good to see you.
Good to see you.
Yeah, you say that now. I'm teasing.
I guess my name is Matt Ewig. My mother and aunts own the property at the southwest corner of Oakwood Road. I guess our concern is with the special use requirements. We've been working on a redevelopment there for a few years, and I think everybody knows our intentions, and we've met with the neighborhood quite extensively. I guess the concern is just that these requirements don't seem to be in place in the business park, and kind of more importantly, just in the market in general, kind of to the east in Oak Creek. And so if we were to proceed and get our buildings up, I think we'd be at a disadvantage to, you know, win users in the market if we have extra steps and approvals and to you know, basically land tenants.
Thank you.
So I guess we'd ask that the zoning be consistent with what is in the market in Oak Creek and what's in the existing business park.
Okay, thank you. Anyone else wishing to speak? Anyone else? Okay, seeing none, I will close the public hearing for this matter. Relative to that special use for warehouse and storage, and I'm not using the correct terms there, it comes with not, it doesn't, it relates to, but it doesn't really relate to your project because that's really not what it is. It's there to design to minimize cross dock, to minimize the conversations on cross dock and small office rest warehouse kind of things. Because frankly, the conversations I get are from everybody wanting to put truck terminals up in there. And that's just not going to happen. So that's what that's there for, Matt, just so you know. Questions? Right. Well, one of my goals is to make sure that your project happens and you get the tenants you need. So I'm on your side. I understand. Questions from the commission to the staff? Questions? Commissioner Fowler.
Just a couple of clarifications, Joel. I'm looking at page 5 with some of your notes that you have in italics, where it talks about the limited under the very end paragraph with the proposed gateway area includes special uses, which PDD number 18 does not. And they talk about limited outdoor storage, limited warehousing, large accessory structures, light industrial uses. I guess I was confused. So we are allowing those?
As a special use. But PDD allows those as a permitted use. PDD, the existing business park, allows them as permitted. This proposed business park would have them as special.
Which means they have to come in front of the Planning Commission and the Council for approval. Okay. And a second quick question. We talk about the design standards. I guess that's the same thing. The current business park has the design standards.
Yes, the current business park
doesn't have to come in front of us. They just go to the CDA. But now they're going to have to come through the Planning Commission and the Council.
And also the site plans. Site plans would also come before the Planning Commission and not the CDA.
And the last question I have, Joel, is I noticed on the maps, I was looking for like the floodplain. I didn't see it noted except I saw on one map it looks like there's some hatch areas along the route. Is that the current floodplain?
I believe so. But yes, we did not make a map specific to the floodplain. The reason I included the wetlands, though, is because we had that specifically studied very recently, just a year or two ago.
And my concern is I've talked with Sewer PAC. I was talking to Laura Cletty and Mike Hahn at Sewer PAC, and the new Root River watershed maps, they promised this time they're coming out in 2018. We'll see. But I asked them specifically about this area down south, and their concern is that the flows will go up by 13%, which means some of those connected wetlands that are up those drainage areas could be then included in a new floodplain. Have you had any conversations with them about that or talk with them about that?
Nope.
But that's a concern I have, so we need to be, if we're trying to develop this area, that there might be some areas that might be future flooded areas, so we have to be careful with that.
I can mention at my previous employment, Brown County, they were updating their the FEMA maps at the time that we were up there doing planning work. And in some instances, our board of directors, similar to the Planning Commission, would be aware of low-lying areas, and they would require separate flood studies, utilizing the new information that wasn't done mapped yet, that the FEMA and the DNR had mapped yet, but the same base data before they would approve a project.
It's just something we might consider thinking about what would happen if you had the flows went up by 13%, how much of that would be inundated during the 100-year flood event. We might caution the developers that these areas probably will be at some point, possibly in the floodplain, in the regulated floodplain.
And also in that regard, at this point, this is just the rezoning to change the permitted and special uses and prohibited uses from the mixed-use office to mixed-use business. So every project that gets built out there will either have to come in for a special use or a site plan.
So as each plat's developed, if this, let's say the maps do get updated in the next year or two, then they would have to come back and they'd see that floodplain and they'd understand. Okay. Thanks, Joel.
You're welcome. Any other questions for staff? Alderman Dandrea and then Commissioner Haley.
Joel, what's the particular need to strengthen our zoning requirement on this compared to our previous business park? Is there a competency issue or?
A couple factors come into play. One of which, some of the discussion that came from the Common Council at the time I asked for permission to do this set that bar and said as good or slightly better than the existing business park. So I took that to heart. Another element is, as we had a neighborhood meeting last night, Alderman Taylor requested that we have a neighborhood meeting before this public hearing. And there were about a dozen or 14 or so people that attended. And there was some concern expressed about traffic. It sounded to me as if that some of the people in this, on Oakwood and the subdivision to the north had concerns about the amount of traffic or drive-throughs, people from elsewhere cutting through the neighborhood and stuff like that. And Alderman Taylor took it pretty seriously and wanted to curtail that as much as possible. So so there was some concerns expressed by the neighbors about that traffic in general, a little bit about trucks in particular, but generally about traffic in particular. Alderman Taylor on board with having these uses be special uses, being on board with the truck terminal not being a permitted use or being a prohibited use. And then another factor was, again, that this location is arguably one of the best locations in the city. It's got large parcels of vacant developable land. It's got sewer and water at the northeast corner. It's probably the closest we have to the freeway. So there are a lot of things, factors here that don't exist elsewhere in the city. And we were going from a very a zoning district that set the bar very high. So all those factored into my decision. And the Economic Development Director would probably like to speak on this issue as well. But those factored into my decision to set that bar where we have, where those uses, warehouse, distribution, and trucking, would be special uses.
So,
warehouse, distribution, and storage.
So we've got sewer and water currently on South 27th Street.
A corner of Oakwood and South 27th Street.
Correct. So to develop past that point, how are we going to get sewer and water to those other properties?
The normal process, somebody would request it. The city would potentially, the council would concur with that, and everybody along the route gets special assessed.
Okay, thanks.
Commissioner Haley, then city engineer.
Okay, Joel, I guess I'm trying to better understand why we need to release the 27th Street design standards for this area. What's driving that?
A lot of them had to do with architecture and pedestrian. Those are the ones that I've cut back the most. Site plan, cross access, mixed uses, those I retained a lot of those design standards. But I did cut back significantly the architecture and the pedestrian amenities. So currently, sidewalks would be required, but any additional pedestrian amenities would be guidelines. And then those guidelines are utilized when, just like the current 27th Street design standards, anything that's above and beyond the UDO standards, these other design guidelines like sidewalks. The UDO doesn't require sidewalks in a situation like this. The UDO only requires sidewalks adjacent to parks and schools. So if somebody didn't want to put a sidewalk here, they would turn to the old or current 27th Street design standards as a guideline and then pick and choose from those to compensate for the lack of sidewalk. So that's the way it's, so they're still there, but instead of required, now they're a guideline. And they'll probably be utilized most often in those instances when they're doing something when they're not doing something, like a sidewalk.
What's the problem that we have with the guidelines? When we establish standards for the 27th Street corridor with this great vision in mind, and now 5 years down the line, it seems like we're abandoning some of those. And is it because of cost considerations? Is it deemed onerous? I'm not understanding the change in attitude.
In my mind, not so much. The primary reasons, one is the uses are different. There'll be a less... Even though we're hoping for a lot of commercial on 27th Street and the zoning allows a lot of commercial as permitted uses, it's probably going to be more of a mixed use. So then the pedestrian component and some of those design standards aren't as valuable or useful. The other thing is, over the years, most requests the way design standards have been approved by the city. And that factored pretty heavily in my thinking, too.
we had a vision, and there was a lot of energy put into achieving that, and now it seems we're turning our back on it. What happens 5-10 years from now? We end up with piecemeal development and pieces that look completely different than everything else. So there was a reason for it. We just don't feel that that's necessary anymore.
Well, I agree with your comments, Commissioner. The 27th Street vision kind of ended a year or so after it was enacted with a change in politics in the city and some of the aldermen. As well, it's impacted by the design guidelines were done hand-in-hand with the streetscape manual and design. And as we all know, the streetscape elements for 27th Street have been severely eroded and are not in place. Many of them are not in place. So,
I appreciate what you're saying. It was part of a long-range vision, and politics could change in 5 years, and we'll have gone down a different path.
I'm right with you. The other reason is, frankly, the market just won't bear the vision for this quadrant. I mean, this quadrant was $1.2-1.5 million an acre, professional office, hotels, retail first floor, apartments and condos above. The market just...
And we don't think that vision will ever become a reality?
Well...
I mean, we put a lot of time and effort into those standards and establishing them with the dream, and now it just seems that the market can change. I guess that's the point. So what was a greater vision at one point is no longer not as essential, I guess, huh?
Well, I believe me, as one of the guys that pushed that vision along, I'm with you.
We're about to take a different fork in the road.
I understand. I also know that we had 0.63% growth this past year. We've got a developer here with a fine project that's been pushed off and pushed off 3 years now. It's inexcusable. When what they're asking for fits well with what we've got planned. It just doesn't match what the total vision for that area is. I think we made a mistake on the total package, not the frontage, the stuff in the back. I've been saying that for years. City engineer. Kevin, you're done?
I'm done.
Joel, I had a question about your neighborhood meeting. I don't understand how increasing the development standards would affect the traffic through the adjacent neighborhoods. If that's the real goal, then, conversely, you'd want just warehouses where it wouldn't create a lot of traffic. So I guess the follow-up question is, so what triggers a special use, and where is that line at?
Before I answer that question, I forgot to mention, too, it is in the staff report, though. The alderman of the district is working with one of the property owners, the Wendt property, I believe, the furthest west on Oakwood, and he's requesting that property or a portion of that property not be part of the business park, but instead be single-family residential.
You're answering a question that wasn't asked. The question is okay, if I can understand your question, if there's someone that comes in with, how do you determine what's warehouse distribution and what isn't?
So,
we hear these arguments all the time.
It's always the principal use. So if you have warehouse distribution of storage, that's the principal use of that property or that building or that tenant space, then you're a special use. If it's an incidental or accessory to the principal use, then it's an accessory use. So there are no number of criteria. I did do research on the internet for that. There were definitions all across the board. Many of them did not include any percentage. If I had to pick one that was the most common, it's the one I have here for the accessory version, that these uses are accessory or incidental to the principal use. There are some that have proportions and percentages, but they were all across the board. So again, it would be staff making the call first, and if the applicant didn't agree with it, then they would be taking it to the Planning Commission.
And then first part of that question was about the traffic, and now that you tell me that they're looking for residential, I would think that would create the most traffic at the times that the residents adjacent would notice it.
We don't agree with that proposal. It would generate traffic as well. And most of the comments that I heard were generically traffic, not specifically trucking. But I suppose they could further elaborate and say they'd rather have the cars than the trucks. And there was a comment made that if necessary, they would cul-de-sac that road to make sure that trucks couldn't go through that new residential subdivision, get onto Oakwood, and then potentially get onto 34.
Cul-de-sac the road to the south of Oakwood or to the north?
Yep, that would serve this proposed subdivision. Because staff is envisioning that that would remain part of the business park, and probably a road would go all the way through into the and through the business park. There are other steps that the city could take that would not be part of this zoning, weight limits, truck restrictions. That's usually the Department of Public Works, I believe, and then the council. So it wouldn't be part of the zoning district. But those measures could be taken in any event.
So was there concern that a truck or a car come out of this area and go up 34th Street, around that bend, up 31st Street to get to Ryan? Was that their concern?
That was one of their concerns.
That a semi would do that rather than come up, turn right?
And they were notified, or discussion did identify that the plan for this proposed new Flex building would make sure that its driveway is offset, so it wouldn't be easy for a truck just to go straight across Oakwood into there. But yes, that's one of their concerns.
Okay. Well, I just wanted to understand that, that a truck would go and take all of these turns to get to Ryan Road when you go straight out Oakwood, down Elm, and they're on the expressway.
I would agree. I'll never say never, and it may have happened, and it probably has happened, and it may happen again. But that's not a very efficient route. I don't think it would happen often.
Well, as the mayor of the city, we have to be careful that we don't make decisions similar to some of the ones that we made in the past. If we look at Drexel Avenue here in front of Wyndham Village, I see people pulling U-turns all the time where they shouldn't because they want to go into the subdivision that they live in, but they can't because they're coming out of the shopping center. We're not doing that anymore. It just and frankly, I'll just say this right now. To have a subdivision with one road in and no second road in, fire department wouldn't approve it, and it's bad planning to start with. So, okay. Sorry. Commissioner Leon.
Thank you.
Excuse me, Leo.
Thank you.
I'll remember my French roots.
I'll preface this with the obvious that I wasn't involved with the no less about the 27th Street vision that Commissioner Haley was getting at. But to go to the question that Commissioner Haley had and to go to a conversation that I had with Mr. Fuchs earlier in the week, and I don't know if you want to speak to it or Mr. Deedle if you want to, but specific to the Elm Road interchange project, and right now I believe it's 2017-2018 is what's on the DOT site. But, of course, that's not firm at this point. It could get pushed down the road. That project, in relation to where the current closest highway access is, which is just south of there at County Line, and there is both the ability to get on and off the highway at that point. Some of the questions that Mr. Fuchs and I discussed earlier in the week were specific to logistics cost. And I would go back to years ago when Delphi left, and granted it's a different area and different industry, but one of their concerns for a number of years was their access to the highway, and going to some of the city engineer's conversation about where trucks would go. Right now, if there were light industrial businesses in there, as I see it, they could turn right and get onto the highway relative ease and not have to go through any of these side roads. I believe that where we left it is we weren't sure if with the Elm Road interchange, if the County Line Road entrance and exit would be gone. So understanding that there are some uncertainties, and that's, you know, state DOT stuff, how would a proposed Elm Road interchange impact the access concerns that some of the residents had about traffic, et cetera?
I've looked at the plans, although I can't guarantee that they're most recent plans, but the plans I did look at would be the proposed new Elm Road interchange would be full access going north and south. 27th Street is not. It's only half the access. And their plan is
on southbound off north.
Okay. And their plan is to turn that into a frontage road and take it all the way down to the next interchange. Is that a mile?
Thank you.
Any other questions for staff?
Just
Mr. Fowler.
Just to follow up on what Kevin was talking about, since I was on the tail end of some of that work. I noticed that when I'm looking at the concept future build-out plan, I'm looking at the parcel 19, 20, 23, and 1 would all be fronting on 27th Street. And I know they're that business development area. So are they going to have a different standard? Am I got that correct?
Yes, that's what I'm temporarily calling the gateway area. So their uses would be a little bit different. It'd be more commercial uses allowed and less light industrial uses allowed. And the design standards are slightly different for that area as well.
So could we not reestablish the 27th Street standards there? Is there a problem with doing that?
I would still think there is, because some light industrial uses, like the corporate headquarters, would be permitted uses here. And some of those design standards, I believe, would be excessive for those kind of uses. Those design standards, I believe, would be more appropriate for office or even more commercial. So even though a lot of commercial is permitted here, I'm still envisioning that it would be a lot of mixed use instead. So the more commercial that happens here, the more office that happens here, the more those design standards would be appropriate.
And
but I'm
feel-
not envisioning that.
So you don't envision we're going to see those kind of developments here.
Right, because that's what almost all the brokers and developers are telling us, and I tend to believe them.
And the year the I-90 interchange, I-94 interchange for Elm Road is 20?
Tentatively for 2017, 2018. However, it's going to be pushed back for sure because of the budget changes. You know, the transportation budget's going to be frozen. They're moving back
Correct.
Some of the stadium interchange changes, and it's kind of a ripple effect. So we don't know how far for sure, but we're all confident it's going to be pushed back.
But it's possible this interchange will be the first interchange that people will hit for Franklin since 27th Street will be going. So
exactly.
This will be our first crack at people coming off the freeway.
That's correct.
So I have some concerns that Kevin has about what they're going to see when they come off that interchange. I know there'll be new development, like where that arrow comes in, Nick, if you could. Right there in that area, I'm sure there'll be new development that comes in there with it. Whenever there's a freeway interchange, they'll put in restaurants, et cetera, for people, amenities for the freeway traffic. But this will be our first, well, people come in. It's shorter than Ryan. You're going to get to Franklin quicker than you do off of Ryan or off of Drexel. I like that vision idea. I understand some of the issues we have with the market the way it is now, but I'm kind of with Kevin. I've been around 36 years now. I've seen the downtown Milwaukee. I never would have inspected the Riverwalk to have done what it did down there. No one, I think, envisioned that. I just see that exit as something that we want to make sure when they come into that area, they're seeing the best that Franklin has to offer. And I would like to make sure that we have some of that vision kept under the current market that we have now, but to try to, I know it's going to be difficult, but I just hate to lose that.
Since this is up here, this was the design from 3 years ago, 2.5 years ago, 2 years ago. It is somewhat similar to the design that was generated in 2001. And it is somewhat similar to the concepts that were done throughout the planning for the 27th Street corridor. But relative to traffic flow, should this interchange be built, and our state representative is here, and I'm certain is pushing like crazy.
He's going to get it done.
This now becomes, as we've called it, the gateway. And instead of traffic coming this way and out and then up north to Ryan to go north and down south to go south, this will be it. So and the reality is any traffic that will take Oakwood Road would only be this parcel and potentially these three, because it wouldn't make sense to do anything differently. You know, we're all the creatures of habit, and we always want to do things the quickest way. Going up here, going up here, going up here, and that way it just doesn't make any sense. You're going to go, and you're going to be gone. So, anyway. I'm a big proponent of this 27th Street plan, but I've got to tell you, we've only got 4 years left on the TID for 3 years left on the TID for expenditures, and 8 years.
Right. To pay no, it I off. Understand the difficulties.
Aaron.
I think the other distinction to make is that the 27th Street design standards are retained for the north. And when you think about the traffic flow coming up, Elm is the first interchange, but it's really not a through street, right? So the folks who are using the Elm interchange to access that southern portion of Franklin are really coming to this business park or things south of Ryan Road. Otherwise, Ryan Road is the main thoroughfare, Highway 100, that brings you into the heart of the city. And that, to me, and Joel and I have had some of this conversation, retaining those standards in strategic areas, in my mind, makes a lot of sense. An area like this, I think, is an opportunity to relax those standards, increase the amount of development that you're able to attain without rejecting the entire plan, right? You've still got areas further north that are more likely to see more through traffic and attract higher quality development, or the density, the stack of development.
Any other questions? Commissioner Haley.
Is it still envisioned that the southern and southwestern portion of the development will need to be served by a force main for sanitary sewer? I know that there was an issue originally. We can't get gravity to work there.
Yeah, gravity doesn't flow uphill.
And at this point, the staff is not proposing any discussion about the TIF or that infrastructure. We're proposing rather that any discussion along those lines would be a separate discussion held by the council. So we're just looking at the zoning. It's important to have some of those ideas in mind when the developments start coming in. Where do we want to put the roads? Do we want to require reservation for a future road? Do we want to just do the simple special assessment, or do we want to try to spend something and get the sewer a little bit further along? But it's not critical that we have those discussions at this point. When we start reviewing and approving development, then it is critical.
I agree. I'm just curious if we found a way to move water up.
And this study provides us a lot of background data to work with.
Okay. To action on the comprehensive master plan amendment. Is there a motion to approve a resolution recommending the adoption of an ordinance to amend the City of Franklin South 27th Street Corridor Plan 2025 Comprehensive Master Plan to change the City of Franklin 2025 future land use map use designation of the lands within 27th Street Corridor lying south of Oakwood Road from mixed use, recreational use, and areas of natural resource features use to recreational use and areas of natural resource features use, that would be the tax key 950-9998-001, and from mixed use and natural and areas of natural resource features use to mixed use business park use and areas of natural resource features use, that being the balance of lands between the 27th Street Corridor plan, and to remove the design guidelines as they may pertain to this area pursuant to Wisconsin Statute 66.1001-4B.
So moved.
Is there a second?
Second.
Discussion of the motion? Seeing none. All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. There is a second motion regarding the rezoning. Is there a motion to recommend approval of an ordinance to create section 15-3.0444 of the Franklin Unified Development Ordinance establishing Plan Development District Number 39, which will be entitled Mixed Use Business Park, and to rezone property from B7 South 27th Street Mixed Use Office District, RC1 Conservation Residence District, FW Floodway District, FC Floodplain Conservancy District, C1 Conservancy District, and the South 27th Street Design Overlay District to a Plan Development District Number 39, FW Floodway District, FC Floodplain Conservancy District within this 27th Street corridor area lying south of Oakwood Road.
So moved.
Seconded.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much. We'll move on to our second public hearing of the evening. This is a natural resource special exception. Tom Donovan and Carol Donovan. I see Carol's here. And it's a single-family residence construction. It is a public hearing. Mr. Deedle, you want us to give the highlights?
Yes. The applicants are requesting permission to remove some dead, diseased, dying vegetation in a conservation easement in an area that was identified as young woodlands. They're going to do mitigation. They're going to replace trees and shrubs in that area as well. As you can see in the photograph, the conservation easement is that wooded western portion of the property. And it's identified as a young woodland. They would have to do this natural resource special exception to do any mitigation or enhancement in this area. Staff's recommending approval. The environment with conditions that are in the staff report. The Environmental Commission did recommend approval as well with those conditions. And essentially that they're proposing to do a multi-year management plan as well. To ensure that the vegetation they replace this with has a good head start to thrive.
So you characterize it as an enhancement rather than a change.
Correct.
Mr. Fuchs, you have a public hearing notice.
Notice hereby given that the Plan Commission of the City of Franklin will conduct a public hearing on Thursday, October 6, 2016 at 7 p.m. or soon thereafter as a matter may be heard in the Common Council Chambers of the Franklin City Hall, 9229 West Loomis Road, Franklin, Wisconsin, 53132. To hear public comment regarding application from Gregory David Marceau, Marceau Companies, LLC, doing business as Carson's and Holmes, and Tom Donovan and Carol Donovan, property owners, for a special exception to natural resource feature provisions for vacant property located at 7280 West Foxhaven Court, Lot 8 in the Whispering Woods subdivision, zoned R3, Suburban Estate Single Family Residence District, which bears tax key number 837-0219-000.
This is a public hearing. This is due to local ordinance. Anyone offering testimony in this public hearing will be asked to be sworn in. So, with that, I'll open the public hearing. Is there anyone wishing to speak? Is there anyone wishing to speak on this matter? Is there anyone wishing to speak? Seeing none, I will close the public hearing. Questions from the commission? Commissioner Fowler.
This is a great idea. I really like what you're doing. I just have a suggestion. You were talking about your perennials. I would suggest putting down some little bluestem seed and some big bluestem seed. I think that would help. I think you might have trouble with the prairie drop seed, but the big bluestem, little bluestem are more hardy and they'll take on the invasives a little better. That's a suggestion. Plan looks great.
Does that come without charge?
Comes without charge.
Excellent.
Even though I'm a consultant, now, it's $100 for that little suggestion.
Commissioner Haley.
I guess I'd like to commend this effort. A lot of times we preserve these areas, and justifiably so, but, this is an area that on its own will just continue to regress, and this is a really nice plan to go in there, clean it up, get the right things going, and turn this around. It's a step in the right direction. I'd like to see more of this, actually. Enhancements.
Commissioner Dandridge.
Alderman Dandridge. Carol and Tom, you guys are doing a great job over here on this project.
I'm hoping that Tuckaway behind you will also do something to work on the invasive species on yours, on that side that abuts yours, because we know that that buckthorn and those issues will creep back year after year. And so that's something that hopefully there can be a good partnership there to clean out that small area back in there in that creek area. Okay.
Is there a motion to recommend approval of the Tom Donovan and Carol Donovan Natural Resource Features Special Exception pursuant to the standards and findings and decisions recommended by the Plan Commission and the Common Council of the Environmental Commission recommendations?
So moved. Second.
Discussion on the motion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye. Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Go forth and take care.
And grow.
It's great to see you, Carol. Nice job, Tom. Greg, not so much.
So I am a certified pesticide applicator, but I can't get paid when I spray. So I can come and do it if I get permission. So if you need a sprayer, I can do it. I work for the parks people right now.
Thanks, Carol. We move on to item D1, release of a setback restriction on the Yeda Chimura area. Mr. Deedle.
As you can tell, this is a funny-shaped lot, and it's got an extra large setback on the west property line, 60 feet, I believe it is. We don't know why for sure, but our best guess is that subdivision, the adjacent subdivision, was not developed at the time, and it was probably unknown how access was going to be provided to that area. So our guess is that's why that setback on this property is so large. But in any event, if that was the case or not, there is no apparent reason to have that setback so large. So staff is recommending approval of reducing that setback down to the normal 10 feet. And that the reason this is coming before us is because the applicant would like to put an accessory structure there. So we're recommending approval.
Questions from the commission? Is there a motion to recommend approval of resolution to release 60-foot side yard setback restrictions set forth on certified survey map 5763, previously approved by resolution 923875?
So moved.
Second.
Discussion? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Motion carries. A motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Seconded.
All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.